Good morning, Mitchell.
Hey, good morning.
Mitchell, how is the environment at Newcastle different under your new coach, Adam O'Brien?
There's obviously been a... any time you have change, there's obviously a new wave of energy and there's new ideas, but I can't speak highly enough of that. Brownie did a great job at redeveloping the club and got us in a really good position. We obviously faded out at the back end of last year, but as far as Adam's strength, probably a hard-working, really disciplined coach, come from really good systems, and just probably challenged us mentally more than anything. We probably needed to harden our edge a fair bit mentally as a side, as a club, so that has been the main focus.
Piercy, great to speak to you, mate. There's been a lot of talk about how your role will change this year. We had Buzz Rothfield on the other day and he's got some information that, you know, your style of play might change a little bit. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I don't know if my style of play will change too much. Look, as a team, we want to be a consistent side week in, week out this year, as every team strives to be, but it's something we've lacked over the last few years at the Knights. For me, as a team, we want to play a really powerful style and a tough style and a defensive style of footy. So as a halfback, I need to drive that by building pressure and driving the structures that we're after and the style of footy we want to play. So you won't see a whole lot different from me, but hopefully a few changes, and we're striving for consistency more than anything.
Yeah, Mitch, every year everyone looks to try and improve their own performance. What's one thing or a couple of things that you'd like to do better this year than what you've done previously?
I thought last year I played some of my best footy in periods that I've ever played. I found a really good groove there. For me, probably just consistency, mental consistency this year. I felt like I faded in and out of the season last year at times. So for me, it's just from a leadership point of view, it's probably around consistency laws.
Have you got everything out of this year's pre-season that you're after?
I have, yeah. Yep. I've been really happy with how it's all gone. Most of our players have hardly missed sessions, been training day in, day out, and I think that's the best way to breed. Mental training and consistency and the style of footy you want at that high intensity is getting out there on the field and doing it together. So been really impressed with the pre-season, and we're ready to take on the Warriors.
You got loyal fans, Piercy, up in Newcastle. What's the expectation like from them this year?
Every year it's big. I think we've tried to just put our heads down and work hard this year. That's been our focus. If you're doing that right at training, as you know more than anyone, it transfers onto the field. So the expectation's always big in Newcastle, and we've got high expectations for ourselves as a group. And, we just got to get out there and do it week to week now. That's all you're marked on, aren't you? So.
Yeah, and your new coach, Mitch, Adam O'Brien, there's no better prepared assistant coach to take on a first grade job. I mean, spent a number of years down there with Melbourne, with Craig Bellamy, spent time at the Roosters with Trent Robinson. Is there anything around his coaching that reminds you of Trent Robinson? Does he do any similar traits to Trent, or is he completely different?
I think they're different blokes, Robbo and Adam. I think from having Robbo at the Roosters and now Adam, the similarities of their professionalism, their attention to detail, obviously their systems around defence and hard work and work ethic. That's, those two clubs have probably set the example over the last 10 years, Melbourne and Roosters, on professionalism and defence, really. So there's very similar traits with their messaging and the way they hold themselves, their character around that. But Adam's a real honest bloke. He's a straight to the point coach. He's a bit of a man's man, and the boys are really buying into him and trust him.
Piercy, Andrew Johns was unequivocal in saying, anointing Tex Hoy, the 20-year-old, to partner you in the halves. Tell us about Tex. What could he bring to your side?
It was obviously great for Tex, getting great raps like that off Joey. Tex is a super talented player. I think the most impressive thing is his confidence. He's grown over the last month or two since the Nines. I think he's been a real standout through the juniors. He's got great speed, and I think Ad said the other day, he's one of those players that things happen around. He's got great footwork. He's quick. He's a good support player. So Tex is only still young, and obviously there's some players there in positions in front of him in first grade at the moment, but you've got a big squad for a reason, and I'm really hoping Texie can get a debut this year.
Yeah, the player I reckon will have a big season for you guys, Mitch, is your new recruit, Jaden Brayley. I've always had a big opinion of him. How's he fitted into the club, and how's he been?
Yeah, he's been super impressive, Loz. I've played against him, and I've realised what a good team man he is when you play against him. He's a worker and 80-minute player. He's played in great Cronulla sides, but he's exceeded my expectations. He rolls the ruck great. So as a halfback, he takes a lot of pressure off you. He's got a great temperament. He's very composed. So he's going to be the buyer of the year for us if we're kicking the goals that we want to, that's for sure.
How much discussion have you had about the captain's challenge? Have you developed a system in how to go about it?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I've been putting a little bit of thought into it. I think there's a bit of a golden egg there. If you can pick the right moment, you know, it can really, you're 4-0 down with 10 minutes to go and you get a penalty out of yardage that you can argue the point, win some momentum and get that golden egg. That'll be the positive out of it. There's also the opportunity that you may kick it at the wrong time, similar to the grand final. If you go back to the grand final last year where Canberra had used it early and you also almost missed that opportunity, they could have argued the point that late decision that was controversial late in the game. So, yeah, I've been thinking about it a fair bit, talking to the coach a little bit about it, but I'm really excited to. Yeah, I want to be one of the better ones to use that. This is something that'll benefit our team.
But will you make that decision on your own, Mitch, or if you identified a group of players that you'll consult, or will the coaching staff be involved in that as well? I mean, you've only got 10 seconds to make the decision.
We're going to have a bit of a chat this week, actually, about it. But, there'll probably be times if the coach sends a quick enough message. Me and Ads have been talking about it bits and pieces. So, yeah, we've got to get that bit of clarity around that. But I think at times it'll come down to me on the field, being out there and in the moment. It's definitely something that we want to be one of the better sides at, that's for sure.
And you'll have players that you can't trust.
Yeah, won't you listen to the winger, that's for sure.
just finally, Piercy, as a teammate and a leader, how would you like to see Kalen Ponga improve this season? We know he's a superstar. There's so much expectation on him at a young age to deliver, particularly in his position at fullback. There's talk of contracts, going to rugby, a bit of noise outside the field with Kalen. How would you like to see him improve this year?
Yeah, I think Loz and Michael probably understand a lot of that stuff that's talked about in the media doesn't really interfere with your team, or individually you're not reading a lot of it when you're in a sports team. I haven't had a personal chat with Kalen once about all that stuff that's gone on in the papers, and none of the boys really talk about it over a coffee or anything like that. So a lot of the stuff people see out there is not what is cluttering Kalen or our mind in here. He's a professional guy, Kalen, for his age. He's only 21 and very impressive for how he handles things. So I'm sure he'll get the contract sorted soon, and then he's up for one of his biggest years. It's as hard as I've seen him train. He's trying to learn more every day. He knows what he needs to improve on as a player over the next few years to push himself up the ranks to be that number one fullback. And he's got all the talent in the world, and he's got the intelligence as well. So and he's humble. He understands where he needs to keep working at. Yeah, I think, like all of us, he'll be striving for consistency this year.
Yeah, and there's only a few players in the game that every time a player has the ball in their hands, you're worried about, and the fans get excited about seeing what they can do, and one of those players is Kalen Ponga. But, Mitch, we wish you all the best for the year ahead, mate, and all the best when you take on the Warriors 3 o'clock Saturday up there in Newcastle.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.